Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, all the time. I'm Deborah Bouffet, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, and the Kids for Love project and radio show. You're tuned in. We're live here at 1510 AM, WMEX Boston. You can listen to this show every other week here at 9 p.m., as well as on our own syndicated station, Dream Visions, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. It's heard Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And please just see all our glorious hosts there. Amazing people looking to serve everyone out there with their message and bring everyone together. And that's what Love by Intuition is all about, going within, healing ourselves, getting to know the truth of who we are. And we're all, every single living thing is interconnected. We're all one life force. And so we come to share other ideas with our guests. And we have a wonderful person this evening that's going, or tomorrow morning, whenever you're going to listen to the show. We have Sherry Edwards. She is director of Director of Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, the largest alternative health research center in Ohio. She is actually a blend of both esoteric and scientific worlds, bringing them together, and she has been recognized as a pioneer of the emerging field of human bioacoustics. Jill Mattson, who we've actually had on the show a couple times in the past, her latest book, Secret Sound, Ultimate Healing, really brought together how Sherry brought together her ideas of ancient medicine into a new computerized era. So we're going to talk about bioacoustic biology, the secrets of one's voice, as well as tools, solutions, and options for self-enlightenment and empowerment. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Sherry.
What a wonderful introduction. And that was
And yet my tongue was twisted from my brain a couple times, but that's okay.
That
but
music
thank
was
you.
Absolute wonderful mood music. And
yes, and you're an inventor too, I should say, because being a pioneer of the bioacoustic biology, you've really, much like Dr. Burney brought forth, the mind-body-soul all together with healing, not just the medical way of us knowing in the past, everything's from a medical doctor, but it's looking at, instead of looking at the symptoms, looking at the core of what is going on in that person's life. So... So anyway, were you just born with this ability? And I know that the science piece, a lot of it I don't understand, but it's fascinating how everything is connected. So tell us, how did this all start for you?
Well, for some reason, I could tell things from a person's voice that other people couldn't, and I really didn't understand it. It was like a deep intuition, but we found out that it's a difference in my hearing. I don't ever remember not hearing sound coming from people's ears, and those sounds are reflected in the voice. Johns Hopkins University proved 10, 11 years ago, that there really is a sound coming from your ears, and it's called an oto, oto meaning ear, otoacoustic emission. And so when people think that people aren't picking up on who they really are, that is just an illusion. You can be saying one thing with your words, but the sound coming out of your ears is communicating with other people. I did a paper on it when I did my undergraduate degree in interpersonal communication because I knew there was some kind of external information being exchanged, and we couldn't figure out what it was. We looked at people's voices and tried to, okay, if this note is there, like in a song, and that note isn't, and this is a sour note, what does that really mean? So we've ended up with very easy-to-use computer programs that tells people who they really are. And I think we have lost that ability because of advertising, because of spin, because of politics, because of people wanting to sell us things or lie to us or manipulate us. And so I could hear these sounds. I didn't know what they were until one day somebody chopped themselves with an axe. And I just went into this state of doing these sounds, and it stopped the bleeding. And there was another one where my daughter injured her knee really bad out in the middle of nowhere, and something just took over, like being in the flow of the moment or something. And I started doing the sounds that I was hearing, and it stopped the blood. She was in the hospital for 49 days, I believe it was, and nearly lost her leg over this. But they didn't understand why at the site in this old swimming hole, why she didn't lose her leg or why she didn't bleed to death. And that was the turning point for me. We were just doing this as a lark. I was teaching parapsychology at the local university because they thought what I was hearing was some kind of psychic ability. And it probably is. People just don't understand.
At some level, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I decided that since that saved my daughter's life, that I was going to try to help teach it to other people so that if there was any way we could create some kind of little handheld device that had that sound in it, that could help one parent save their child's life and not have to die in front of them. I thought my 16-year-old daughter was going to die in front of my face because her leg was ripped off and hanging on one side.
Ugh.
So that changed my life from doing this just as a lark to doing it to something serious for the public, for the people.
And so what did you, so explain the energies from that were surrounding her, you tune into and can actually, it sounds like notes?
It sounds like high-pitched sounds, way higher than a human voice could do, but like angels, often at distance, or distant bells. And I just repeat it in my octave of what I'm hearing. And they've done tests, and my voice has very unusual properties to it. Usually the harmonics in human voice is 1 to 5 or 1 to 7, like in most songs. You'd sing maybe a C and a G or a C and an F, but a C and an F sharp together, that's 6 notes away, and the Catholic Church outlawed that.
Mm.
But that's the combination of the harmonics in my voice that they've found really causes the healing to take place when I do these sounds for people.
Now, let's go back, because you just shared the Catholic Church outlawed high-pitched sounds.
They outlawed doing music in 6 notes away, like C to F sharp on the scale.
Uh-huh.
Penelope Gook, G-O-U-K, has written a lot about this, and they called it the devil's triad because the relationship mathematically to those notes was 666. And they didn't want people to have that information, because that's the combination that heals. And in those days, like the 14th century or so, the church wanted the people to come to the church to pay to get healed. They wanted them to go through the church, not directly to God. That was a split of the Franciscan church, I believe, where the Franciscans stated, you can talk to God at any moment, and the Catholic part said, no, you have to go through us as the priests. So there's a lot of politics here, but we're bringing it back because the Templars used this in their healing. They used sound, and when King Philip tried to do away with them and burn them at the stake, a lot of this information was lost, and that's one of the things that Jill writes about in her book, Secret Sounds, and in her new book, Lost Waves of Time, which is incredible about all the ancient stuff about sound and sound healing. She's bringing it back. Sylvia Plonk, in her book, talks about the Templars and actually names Sherry Edwards as a keeper of the modern, of the Holy Grail information.
Beautiful. Wow. And so when I think about the high-pitched voices, I think of when we're in, you know, when we're in the realm of the higher and the energies there. And that's why a lot of people love that high sound and feel, you know, it's ethereal, it's just sublime, and you feel so connected to the light. And it's really because of that high sound. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I wrote an article about it, How to Reach Your Theta Healing State by Listening to Those High-Pitched Sounds in Your Ears that Your Brain Makes that You Carry Around All the Time and A Lot of People Ignore. So that article is on our website under Sound Health Options, plural, soundhealthoptions.com, under, I think, New Articles. And it's about a technique of going into the theta brainwaves using sound, very easy to do. And once you are in that state, you can program and heal your own body.
Yeah, theta is excellent. You know what I find fascinating in this time of where we are, because we're in an evolution where we're, you know, growing from an infancy per se to a toddler in the as a humanity, as a species. And I noticed that even for myself, I have a lot of sound in my ears all the time. Sometimes it accelerates when I eat more chocolate. Have you ever heard of that?
Absolutely. There is something called tinnitus or tetanus, depending on what side of the U.S. you live on, how they pronounce it.
Right.
But if it's the same sound all the time and it never changes, then that really is damage to the follicles in your ear. Now, if it changes with what you're eating or the people you're with, that's the signature sound that we somehow lost the ability to pay attention to. So if you pay attention to it, it takes you into those deep theta waves. And you can do it just by cupping your hands to your ears. You can do it in the bathtub. You can put a pillow over each ear. And there's a little technique in this article that will teach you how to go there. And just my thing is, let this be for the benefit of all concern. And it starts through my body. You can feel it. You can feel the energy pulsing and moving. And I can feel it burning away all kinds of junk, or maybe if I ate something bad. But if people would do that every day, I think we'd have a stronger population. Health-wise, and I see our health deteriorating, and that's one of the things that I want to help. But I see this all as, is frequency our new medicine or an ancient mystery revealed? So we're trying to help people come into contact with who they really are, with listening to their signature sound. And I think that signature sound is what they're describing as an otoacoustic emission. and they're using it for diagnostics of illnesses now. They stick a wire in your ear, and they can tell if you have pancreatic or liver disease or whatever. So here we are with this blend of ancient and scientific together. Can I tell you a story about
Absolutely.
Something very esoteric that I just find fascinating? When the sperm and the egg comes together, there's something created called ATP. I think it's adenosine triphosphate. And when you look at it as a biochemical, it has the same frequency as white light. Now, if that wasn't sparkling and awesome enough, the body keeps this ATP in your eyeball, whatever's left. So when you die, this begins to implode, and that's this brilliant, bright, white light that people are seeing as the God light. They're going back to that source when the sperm and the egg first came together. Isn't that incredible?
Absolutely. Wow.
Biologically, we've been able to use the molecular formulation and prove that it's the same frequency as white light, which is halfway between the notes of B and C when you're looking at a musical scale.
Fascinating. And we are love, and we are powerful. And so many of us don't realize how powerful we are, and that we're not separated. We're not separated from that light. And you just proved that with, you know, it's part of our eyes.
Our vision to the world.
Yes.
We have a little program. Well, we have several little programs that we want to share with your audience.
Sure.
But one of them we've had up for about 10 years because we wanted to prove to people that there's information in their voice about who they are and what their balance is, and in musical terms, what their harmonies are in their voice. Because you can have sour notes in your voice, just like there's sour notes in a song. People don't want to listen to you. A political candidate that has sour notes, they won't win. They have to be trained to move through all the notes, and we've helped do some of that. But once you learn what's really going on with you, and this little computer program does not keep your words, it just keeps the sound, so you can tell it all of your secrets, and it'll still come out showing you what's going on. But it's five little clicks of a button, and it gives you a report about what you were just talking about. Is this the job I want? Is this the person I want to date? What do I want to do about my life? And it prints out the answers. It's called Nano Voice, N-A-N-O, Voice, meaning a little voice, and it's on the site under soundhealthoptions.com under downloads. And while you're there, there's a chart for you to use. You download that. And there's a tutorial for you to learn to use it. And you can tell who's lying to you. You can use it when people are on the phone. You can use it with your children, your spouse, your political candidates. Absolutely know that Trump does not want to be president, but he wants the job done the way it ought to be done for the people. I don't know how that's going to play out. But all through this campaign, he has no foundation in being president, only in carrying out the presidential job. So I think that's important information to know when you're looking at what he's fighting for. He wants the people to come out first. And boy, I think it's time for that to happen. We have been lied to and manipulated. We've been trying to love them and get along with them, but at the same time, they're power hungry, they're money hungry. So now we have a way to look at what they're really thinking and feeling. And we've written an article about that, about the presidential election, and we wrote that Biden was going to drop out weeks before he ever did. We've been right all along. They can read those articles on our site, too. It's under articles. I think it's in the news under articles.
Yeah, and this is all through sound.
Yes, but taking a 30-second sample of their voice and looking at the frequencies, just like we would look at a song to see what notes were in a song, we look at what's going on in the frequencies of the voice. And if it says 2 and 2 is 17, we know we have a problem. And we can look at things before they ever happen. Take, for example, Robin Williams. We did his voice 2 years before he ever killed himself. And we were on a show, some national show, the day after he killed himself.
Before you get into any further, Sherry, hold that thought. We need to take our first break, and everyone, when we come back, we'll let Sherry continue about Robin Williams. And I have a couple of questions for you as well, both political and both pertaining to the voice itself. So everyone out there, we'll be back in a moment. Anyone that would like to call in, we have Pete in the house, and he'll gladly answer your call. It's 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Again, 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook. Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
And you're listening to the Love by Intuition show here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. This show that you're listening to right now with my guest, Sherry Edwards, will be broadcast this coming Tuesday and Friday on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern time. So share with your friends to come listen again. And this is the kind of show where you can listen 3 or 4 or 5 times and still pick up something that you can take into your own healing journey. Sherry is a master's prepared individual who has been said by Larry Treveri, who is an internationally known expert and author. He has said that she is one of the true pioneers in the field of energy medicine, specifically the use of sound as a diagnostic management tool. I'm just enjoying this so much, Sherry. So before the break, you started to speak about Robin, that you had followed him for the last couple of years. So go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about Robin Williams, the comedian who killed himself. Was it last year? The year before? I can't remember.
It was last year.
Anyway, I think it was in August. I was on an international show the next day, and they were talking about his depression, and that's why he killed himself. And I said, I do not believe this was depression at all. We've done his vocal print. It was Lewy proteins, and Lewy proteins is the beginning of dementia, the beginning, a very large part of dementia. And he had this absolutely glib, on-all-the-time personality, and he had a lot of GABA, gamma-albuteric acid in stress, and these Lewy proteins interfere with the brain's firing. So he wouldn't have had this ability to be on all the time and to be the funny man. I said, I think it was the Lewy proteins that drove him to this, and if we could have gotten in touch with him, we could have really helped. And this panel just was poo-poo in the idea, and that was just silliness. It was just depression. Well, the next day, Robin Williams' wife came out and announced that he had Parkinson's. And Parkinson's, one of the problems, is Parkinson's dementia because of Lewy proteins. And usually you don't see these until the autopsy.
Yeah.
But think of this. In November, the autopsy did state that he had Lewy proteins. There's 6 million people out there diagnosed with Alzheimer's, yet we have a computer program that can show it now, and we have helped many people reverse their dementia. Parkinson's dementia, insulin, blood sugar dementia, Alzheimer's dementia. Think about what we can really do with this, as the voice is a holographic representation of all that you are.
Hmm. And so exactly what you would have you done had you been able to connect with him?
I would have taken this idea from the church that C and F sharp are two notes that are antidotes to each other. And I would take the frequency for Lewy proteins, which I don't remember what is, and I would have given him the antidote, and that's what we've done before. One of the first things that happens when Lewy proteins start is you lose your sense of smell and taste. So mm-hmm. we have a lab, a clinical service at the Institute, and we did a project last year on Alzheimer's, did about 60 people, and found out some commonalities to look for in their vocal print. We know the commonalities to look for cancer. We are trying to put together a database and train people to do this in their own communities, and that's why we are giving away so much of the free software to help people put this together for people. Look at how much cancer there are. We know there's three things to look for in cancer if it's going to happen. Catalase, which is an enzyme, dandelion. Grandma used to give us dandelions in the spring, and that has a lot of catalase in it. But so does these fresh, juicy apples and cucumbers, that juicy stuff, that's catalase. That helps clean your blood. And then vitamin A goes very high and unusable. But more importantly, something called calcitonin begins to be unbalanced. And calcitonin controls the serum calcium in the body. And when the body is hurt, it calls out for a frequency. And it calls out for the frequency of calcium to help build it back up again, like the master builder on a site or something. But if there's not calcium available, and there's a lot of medications out there people are taking that are just stripping them of calcium, something called 5-HETE, which is a cancer food, comes into play and begins to bind with the cell. Now, there's a biflavonoid that comes up and binds with cancer cells. I will get the frequency, or I'll get the name of it here in a minute with my computer. But think of that. We have a screening process, and we give away this software, a screening process, so people can test themselves. Right now, the software that's free is Systems Detox, Why Your Body's Not Detoxifying. People can jump on our site, that one's under bonus, and download it and use it and test their own body. And we have classes that are there for them to walk them through it. We have free classes every week that people can join with hands-on. We have a Facebook for people. We also have another one that's radiation exposure, because that's been a big one that with Fukushima.
And this is all free. And one of the things I wanted to ask before the next break, if you tested a voice when someone was 5 years old, and then say they were 90, you know, you were able to follow them through the years, would that voice vibration be different at the early age compared to the, you know, what you would be learning about that person through the voice?
The voice is very dynamic. So we do testing and allergy testing with this too, like eat chocolate and see if chocolate will mess up your voice, or what will come in. Is it going to be theobromine, which is in chocolate? Is it going to be the sugar? You can do this to test your allergies.
Mm. But what I'm saying is the voice different, what you're receiving from a voice that's just 5 years old compared to that same person that lives to 90? Would it be altogether different at 90?
I think it would, because you've got toxins, you've got stress, the body breaking down. I would like to get the cries of newborn babies and see what their genetic tendencies are. I would
bet that would be fascinating.
Yeah, I would love to follow that through.
Mm. Wow. So, and I mean, really, when you think about it, what your ability is from years back to tune into that is such a gift. Do you realize what a gift that is? And yet, I'm sure you've been through a lot because of people just not open, or their hearts aren't open enough to understand. And then I would go another level, is that there's so much that we need to learn, and we don't have the capabilities right now. But you're bringing that capability to our next level, which I feel is the quantum age, where we'll know so much more because of evolution.
Well, I think people had this ability. I just think they lost it when we all got busy
and caught up with materialism.
Yep.
It's and gluttony. There.
We just want to give the ability back to people, but we know how busy people are. So that's why we've created the computer programs. And yes, my voice and my ears have very strange properties. And here's a little quick story. My voice probably has one of the strangest musical aspects to it on the planet, because I did all this with my voice before, and I could listen to someone's voice and do their sounds and go back to the lab and get the frequencies and know what was going to happen. And there was a big healing conference, and I was invited, and then they found out what I really did, and they disinvited me because I had no musical talent. I just laughed at them.
Oh, wow. Well, hold that thought. I want to hear more about this, but we need to take our next break, everyone. You need to go to soundhealthoptions.com and look at all the different software opportunities, absolutely free. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
J. Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
My mind may not and we are back. I'm trusting that everyone will share with their friends, relatives, coworkers about this show because it can serve every single person and one doesn't have to be say, okay, I'm living my spiritual journey. Just download and get to know more about yourself. It's really fascinating. So before the break, you were speaking of a thing that could actually block cancer, correct? It was one of your classes or one of the softwares?
Well, we've looked at a lot of things mathematically. Because the brain is a central processing unit, and there's frequencies going on there all the time that feed your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your nerves, and that's what makes the body animated. So we've looked for things that have frequencies that we could translate into things for people, and Genistein, genistein looks like. It's a isoflavonoid.
Can you spell that again, Sherry?
Genistein. And it blocks cancer food, which is 5-HETE. So we were talking about the things that we do. So we find people who have cancer and will help us test some of these things and to see if we can reverse the cancers. And a lot of times we can. Just by looking at the frequencies of the voice, and then if they're too high, we feed them back the antidote. But we've got over 100 programs that we share kind of on a monthly basis. We don't dump it all on people at once. But for migraines or fatigue or for whatever is going on. And then we publish papers. We've reversed Parkinson's, macular degeneration, arthritis, Down syndrome. Oh, there's just tons of things. Stroke problems. But we do things that are biological, but we also do things that are emotional. And that's what that little nano voice is that we give away for personality. And we were talking, too, there's one called Perfect Mate. So you can see what kind of mate you would like and what kind of mate you would be. So, and it gives you a printout. We did some things on your voice, too, just to see what was going on. And looking at the numbers and the printout, this didn't take very long, less than 10 minutes, but it says, you get satisfaction out of being able to help others on many levels. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. Now, I'm just reading what the computer said. Mm-hmm. As a natural leader, you sometimes get stuck with more than your share of the work. It's hard for you to understand why people take your peaceful nature as being an easy target. You know what you want things to look like, but sometimes just don't have enough time to get everything done. Any of that sound like you?
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned in the break that it came across as very emotional. And, yes, I would agree with that. That is the core of what you work through on your journey, you know.
Well, yours is a note of F, and it's blue. So you get a columnar view, and you get a number view. And in your columnar view, the note of F, the need to help people one at a time, and the need to have that translate over into a love of humanity and help for all mankind, that's your struggle. It comes up really clear in your print.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating.
Well, I think it's fascinating that the frequencies of your voice, not the words,
right,
the frequencies of your voice tell people about you, and you can look for a perfect mate. And the psychology of it and the esoteric part of it, and see who you really are, what's really going on, without all the oughts and shoulds. And I love it. And then we go to the direct other side of that, and we look at things. Have you been following the news about vaccines? And they put something in there,
yes,
called Nautilase, and it's causing autism. And a bunch of doctors got together, like 14 or 15 of them, and they all got killed. And so they shut down all of the factories that made the antidote to Nautilase, which is something called GCMAF. And what this Nautilase did was dampen down and not allow your vitamin D receptors to work. Well, we've decoded that. So we started with this very esoteric premise that you really are telling people about yourself by the sounds of your voice, but then slowly we begin to realize that we could look at your skeleton, your bones, your muscles, why you couldn't talk after a stroke, why you had macular degeneration. This is just built up over several years, and we took it to the National Institute of Health and the FDA, and they said, go away, this is not medical. But we've been very, very slow in getting it out to people because we have much more demand for having the evaluations done than we have trainers. So we train people to go out into their community with this free software and share this with people and share all of the videos so that every community can have access to this information. And I've been very, very careful not to allow the government to buy it. Japan wanted to buy this and came and offered me millions for it. And I couldn't see our health being in the hands of a different country, even though I see our health system as being chaotic.
Right.
And so that's my goal, to put these tools and solutions into the hands of the people. And that's where it belongs.
So they may... It's really, that's the, everything is education, and then from there we make our choices and trust that our choices are for the highest good for all.
Well, you can talk about it into this little program, and it'll tell you whether that is something that's going to balance you or unbalance you.
Getting back to the autistic kids, it's so controversial. And for the average person to learn more about it, everyone's got a different point of view, and yet it makes sense. What's his name? Was on TV talking about it, and some of the parents can see a difference in the child the very next day. And, you know, it's not like you put everything all in one basket, but it's to talk about it and what can we learn instead of just closing everything off.
Well, one of the things that we did is a computer program called PreVac, Pre-Vaccination Risk Factors. And we were trying to figure out why some of the kids are being damaged and some aren't. And it's the biflavonoids, the quercetin that we're seeing that is lacking in the kids that get damaged. So we wrote to Bill and Melinda Gates and said, hey, we think we figured this out. Why not do a pre-screening for these kids? And they wrote me back, or one of their people wrote me back, a nasty, nasty letter about, you know, get out of their business, and that wasn't something they were concerned about. But you can't
really
accept that there's no damage when they're paying out billions of dollars in damages. That doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Why not go to the source and test the kids that are susceptible and have some other way to give them these vaccines instead of this is all right for everybody? I see this as they're going to look back on it like this is sacrificing virgins for a good crop. I mean, that's when you really look at it. And I have two damaged grandchildren from vaccines.
Mm.
So I'm talking from experience, and we've fixed them both. But I just think this is ridiculous to put our children through this. That's our most important resource.
Exactly.
And we need
yeah.
to protect them.
Right. Again, it goes back to education and people having an open mind for different things that are for healing. As I mentioned early on, we're infants in our species, so it's hard for the human to look beyond. And a lot of times we're not prepared to even look beyond until we evolve a little bit more. And I believe more and more people of all levels, whether they're in all systems, things will start be, you know, it already is. Things are changing, and because the people are speaking up, you know, speaking out and all those things.
I let my day start with this thought. Let this day be for the benefit of all concerned. And
yes.
Even if it hurts me what's going on for the day, if it's for the benefit of the people, then I participate and allow it to happen. Because I believe that God doesn't let things happen that aren't supposed to. It's what we do about it that makes a difference.
Yeah, well, it's everything that's happened is driven by the human. You know, it's our choices that have created these things from generations before, and even today, all the choices, every choice that we make, if no matter how small or how large, it is a frequency that goes out there and is felt by all. So if you make a choice and you make it from a place of love and to the highest good for all, then you know you're contributing to the evolution of man, human, versus, you know, destroying or destruction.
A perfect thought.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, there's about a minute left. I'm going to leave it to you. What would you like to leave the listeners with other than soundhealthoptions.com?
I would like them to download the software and get in touch with us and to remember that there's nothing in their vocal print that's good or bad. It's just, again, what they do about it that makes a difference. This just brings awareness and brings out the things that they thought were hidden or that nobody else can see. Privacy is an illusion. People really know. And think about a world with only truth. What kind of a world would that be? Chaos to begin with, but the ultimate of what mankind really thinks they are, honest, open, good people.
Beautiful. Beautiful way to end that. And it's really been an honor, Sherry. I really enjoyed this show, and I'm sure we're going to hear more about you. or more of you. All right. Until then, thank you, Sherry. Until then, everyone, go to her site, get in touch with her, and download these free softwares that can change your life and your families and everyone else that vibration goes. Until then, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's